Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is where you get us on the internet. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Health. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are very excited to have for you a live event happening live in studio with us right now, performing Jackson Ramsey.
do you know? How do you know anyone? How do you know anyone anymore? How do you know? We'll be right back.
Glad you've been around. You say you're better now. You say that you've improved. It's good you've been around. You say you're better now. You say you're still confused. How can anyone know what is good for their health? They don't know, they don't know. How can I know what's true? Think too much to think things through. They don't know, they don't know. Been around. You say you're better now. You say that you've improved. I'm giving up my dreams. I hope it sets me free. I'm waiting for good news. Can anyone know what is good for their health? They don't know, they don't know. How can I be with you? Think too much to think things through. They don't know.
More songs, you know what I mean? That's all, folks. Oh, do you want to do the ending? Ba 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 ba. Oh. Yeah.
That was Jackson Ramsey on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. Jackson Ramsey will be joining me in the main studio to chat about the new record and everything else very shortly. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We'll be back after these messages.
Wrestling fans, let's get ready to rumble!
Boom Pro Wrestling is coming to you live from the Great Hall at the Nest on Friday, March 22nd. Wrestling maniacs of all ages are welcome to watch these talented fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit boomprowrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC campus on March 22nd.
Are you interested in playing, watching, or discussing all things cricket? Look no further than UBC's Cricket Club. Reach out to @AMSUBCCricketClub on Instagram to get connected today.
At 11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for Radio Arts by Danny Gall. a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gaal's approach to making art for radio. From selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
Annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta, featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Hi there! You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations, and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is, native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on, or may be visiting. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell is the program. I am in studio with Jackson Ramsey right now. You just heard them performing live on air like 5 minutes ago. Started at 9 o'clock. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you want to quickly introduce yourself to people out there in Radioland? Because your name isn't Jackson or Ramsey.
No, it's very confusing. My name's Martin. I play the synthesizer and the sampler in the band.
That's very nice. I'm Stellan, and I play the drums, and that's it.
I think I saw like a cowbell or something.
Oh, yeah, and percussion. And percussion.
Slash percussion. Yeah.
And you're Jackson Ramsey. Can we talk a bit about how this band came to be? Maybe you could, I read that maybe in Discord, I think you've been friends since high school or forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we met probably about like almost 20 years ago, maybe like 18 years ago or something like that.
Just in the same class or just in a school?
No, totally in different? A jam session, actually. Our friend got us together and it was like my first jam ever, and I was on guitar and Martin was on drums. And,
okay.
Yeah, that was a one-time thing, and then we became kind of friends throughout the years after that.
Nice. So it was just a one-time jam session, and then you hung out kind of after that or a little bit, or just see each other in different...
Yeah. Our friend group's kind of... Stone's a year older than me, but our friend group's kind of merged and crossed over.
Yeah, okay.
At a certain point.
And the instruments are different back then because Martin doesn't play drums right now.
No.
And only on
did you start playing guitar or drums?
I started playing guitar, but only like 6 months before I started playing drums.
So oh, yeah.
It's not like... It's not a race.
Yeah.
So are you mostly a drummer or you still
play booth? Yeah, I'm definitely mostly a drummer. Like I've probably played my guitar like two times in the past year.
Yeah. Was it just because you like playing the drums better or is it because out on this, you know, like if you were in a band that needed a drummer?
At first it was because I kind of liked doing it better, but then it was like I kept doing both hand in hand. And then at a certain point I got asked to be in a drummer in a band and then started being asked to be drummers in more bands,
right.
And yeah, just never stopped being that.
But like all the extra gear you have to carry, probably.
Oh, I know, it sucks. it was a bad career choice.
We have a house kit here. Are there a lot of drum sharing these days? I mean, back in the old days when I'm around, like I don't know, like if you have three bands, sometimes all three bands bring their own.
That's how I feel like that's how it used to be, but nowadays there's usually one band brings a kit and then.
Yeah. That's good.
You bring breakables.
Yeah. So that's not too bad.
Yeah. Like but I remember back in the day, we'd always bring a full kit to every show, you know?
Yeah, there'd be like three kits set up backstage, like fully set up and just ready to go.
Right.
So somebody could set it up.
Yep. And from the same interview, I think I read that you're from Nanaimo or you started Nanaimo.
Yeah.
And how, I know it's so many bands and people from Nanaimo. What is it, were a lot of people playing music when you were... around? Was it you think that's a reason why you're in music or just because?
I would say definitely, yeah. Like a lot of our friends were musicians and people that we looked up to. Like we started playing music in high school and like the people I looked up to were like our peer tutors in our music classes.
Right.
And then we started hanging out with them and being in bands with them later on after we graduated. And everyone started, there was a very tight-knit but big music community in Nanaimo, probably still now, but definitely at that time. And there was just a lot of interesting, weird music. And I think our flavors kind of came from that for sure.
Nice. Well, I know people now since that I know from here moved to Nanaimo, and there's like tons of music happening there now. Any reason why you think Nanaimo is that instead of like, say, I mean, I don't know, like Kamloops or Penticton, similar size or bigger even, and doesn't, I don't really hear that there's like a huge,
I don't know, maybe
just the water.
just island life a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess a little bit more freedom, maybe. I don't know.
Inspired don't know by the ocean.
Yeah. And everybody had houses, so everybody had a drum kit as well. So
right.
You don't have to go to a jam space or anything to play in a band. You can just come over.
Yeah.
And you did something that like you did lighting for
oh yeah. We had a lighting company. Unofficially.
Yeah.
But Stellan worked at Long McQuaid for a long time,
right.
So he'd get discounts on equipment.
Okay.
And what was the first band? It was...
Sloan.
Oh.
Or no, sorry.
Sloan.
Sloan. It wasn't Sloan. It was a band called Slane.
Okay.
Which was a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band.
Okay.
Our friends had a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band, and they wanted like a big light show for the show.
Yeah.
So Stellan rented out
lights. This is on top of, like, so with this like a DIY venue that needed the lights, or were you bringing extra lights to like a bar or...
Yeah, it was like the Canby or something.
We just set up stands and lights and brought fog machines and lasers.
Like to an actual bar. Sweet. Sweet.
And then, and then other bands were like, that was awesome. And then they like hired us for more lighting gigs.
Yeah, and we just had like a lot of shows for our friends' bands throughout the year. And it was only our friends' bands playing at the bars. It was the same rotation over and over again, month in, month out.
Yeah. Because I saw you at like Shindig. I don't remember you didn't bring any fog machines or lighting. That's in the past now.
Well, I would like to, but we operated that stuff at the time. And we can't do both.
More gear to load as well.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to, hit us up.
So how much? So with the lighting, do you really get into it? You'd be like this song, like your friend, but like this song at this, you know, at the bridge, you gotta do this, and then at this, you do this. Is it kind of just by vibe?
They definitely had zero input in what we did. It was
easy with the Red Hot Chili Peppers band because we knew the song.
Which song would you bring all the smoke? The fog?
It's probably Can't Stop.
Oh, yeah. Anytime there's a guitar solo, it's like fog. lasers and probably some sort of strobe light.
Red and blue. That was always like a chaotic combination
that was,
of lights.
That hurt your eyes to actually look at.
So, but those were like rented from Long & McRae then. You didn't know.
Yeah, and I got a discount, but I got in trouble for for doing that at the time. Yeah, they didn't like me just abusing my discount for that. Nope. And I was like, well, you're not going to get any money if I don't do
it. Yeah, so. I mean, it's just sitting on a shelf, right? It's like sitting on a shelf. Like,
fair enough on their part. But
do other people, do other people rent them? And I guess for big shows, it's pretty common, right?
Yeah. There, people did all the time. I worked at the Long McQuaid in Vancouver as well, and I didn't work in the rental department, but I assume people rented lights all the time because they were always cleared out back there. So
I should have brought out, I have some of the lights I have has the blinking police mode or whatever.
Strobe.
It could blink a little bit.
Yeah.
And when did you move? Did you both came to Vancouver together separate times, or just how did this project?
You moved here before me.
Well, you moved here.
Yeah, I moved here when I was right after high school with a bunch of boys in a big boy house, and that didn't last very long. And I moved back to Nanaimo, and then Stellan moved over.
When he moved back, I was living with his brother and a couple other friends, and then we lived together after that
for a brief period in Nanaimo. Yeah.
And then I moved to Vancouver in 2012, late 2012, and was here for a year or two before you came?
I moved in 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this came together in 2019, I think we're talking about it, or 2020.
2020. We were in Mexico.
If you remember year.
Yeah, we were at our friend's wedding in Mexico in January 2020. I'm going to say we came up with this idea on January 26th, 2020.
Was it before the reception bar, the bar?
It was that night. We were drunkenly walking around. We got to jam, man.
Yeah. So we started jamming. It was originally guitar and drums.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. And then a massive global event took place. Mm-hmm. And then
2021, we got together in our jam space, and it was just Martin brought his synthesizer and his sampler, and it was like, no guitars. Mm-hmm. That was his hard rule at the time. I was like, okay, all right.
Was that just during that downtime you decided, you just want to... So were you doing a lot of synthesizer stuff or sampling stuff before that, or did you do something you just decided...
I was recording a lot during the lockdown and electronic sort of stuff. And then, I was playing around with the idea of doing it live, playing electronic music live without backing tracks or anything like that. And how could we do it with live drums? And then just started kind of writing songs that way. And then we started jamming them out. And that was pretty much it.
And you kind of wrote the song thinking of live drums and
drums. No click tracks or anything like that,
right.
Pushing all the buttons and
and is the plan just dual? This is what you're happy with. No one's coming in this band anymore. Or are you thinking of? You don't know.
It's hard to say.
So it's not a fast rule. You're not
definitely.
Right now you're happy with being a duel, but
but
it's not set in stone.
Yeah, exactly. We kind of the setup we have. We've figured it out, I think. And it's pretty, I like the setup a lot, but I feel like we've kind of maybe exhausted it. I don't know. We wrote two albums with this specific sampler setup. So maybe we will switch it up. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. We definitely want to maybe switch up instrumentation a little bit. Okay.
Maybe we should talk a bit about the new album that you have just put out on Fanta Record, which is CITR's record, Tropical Drone. Tell me a bit about it. So there, I understand there's more singing, there's vocals in this.
Yeah.
And
a little bit.
How did that came about? And then says on the bio that is explores loss and new beginnings.
Yeah. And that was written by AI.
No.
Maybe talk a bit about the process of this record. So you got this. It was helped by winning Shindig in not the last one, but the 2022, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, you got a record deal, and came with a bit of studio time, probably.
Yeah.
So basically, the whole package.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So maybe start with your Shindig experience. How does it feel to play in a battle of the bands kind of situation?
It was cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. When Martin told me that we had the gig booked, I honestly didn't know what it was at first. He was like, "Hey, we just have we're playing a show."
Like, you didn't know it was cool. About it, yeah. Like a
no,
contest.
No, I didn't know anything about it. Yeah. He just said, "We're playing a show on Thursday." And I'm like, "Okay, that sounds good."
I didn't tell you it was a
I think he said Shindig, and I was like, "Oh, that sounds like a thing I recognize."
Yeah, right.
I should have.
At what point did you realize were the other bands friendly? Everything?
Oh yeah, everybody was super cool.
Yeah, it was chill thing.
Yeah, I was really nervous. Like all the nights that we played, I didn't really care about winning or anything. But the other bands were amazing.
Right? Yeah,
like they were so good.
And those two shows were just like super good. People were just like vibing on it. Nice. It was like very surprising.
Yeah.
And it's like probably a good mix of different genres and all that stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And once you won Shindig, so you did the recording. Yeah, so were these songs you already have worked on, or these songs that you started writing? Or
We had started writing them like after we recorded the album before that. And then, so we were like playing some new songs. We probably played them at Shindig or whatever.
Yeah.
And then getting the deal was a good reason to keep writing. Because we had to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We would have been a lot slower doing it.
Yeah. That's a good encouragement, too. And I encourage you to play shows and get that done. And it's recorded at Rain City Recorders.
Yeah.
How long did that take? Or just...
We just booked 2 days in the big room there to record drums with my friend Braden. I'm doing all the mixing and engineering, and Emily there as well. And we just had 3 drum kits set up, like a nice big one as the main one, a little tiny one, and this weird kind of effects kit. And it was just drums for the 2 days.
Okay,
Because everything else can just be plugged in like straight to the computer. So we just kind of did it that way in our jam space afterwards. But Rain City was overall just 2 days and then one little like hour or 2 hour long session just kind of fixing things up real quick. So.
Okay. And who did all the rest of it, like the tracking? And was it Martin?
Yeah, just us. Yeah.
Yeah, just decide. How does that work compared to like playing live versus like, was it a lot on the computer or were you still playing it with the track? How do you arrange it?
It's the same as playing live.
Yeah.
Just playing the sampler parts into the
thing.
Yeah.
And goes with the drums.
And then adding, like, we like doing percussions. We had a percussion day.
Yeah, percussion day.
We rented a bunch of stuff. A
couple of little mixing days where we'd add, like, vocal harmonies and stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. I really like doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Cool. Any significance to the name of the record, Tropical Drone?
No. Well, no. I don't know.
There's cowbell. So
yeah.
It's cowbell.
I mean, tropical. It's a name after one of the songs, I guess. It's a good...
Yeah, that was late. The original title of that song was New Song 1.
Oh,
yeah. Which
we
really wanted to keep, but
yeah.
Maybe it's a dumb title.
Yeah, I don't think there's...
We still refer it to New Song 1.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it's actually written as Tropical Drone on my set list.
Okay, so that's that album, and it's available. It's on Fanta Record that just came out in January.
Yeah, January 26th.
Yes, that's right.
The same date as
same date, anniversary day.
Oh
maybe.
My god!
Yeah,
significant.
Yeah. Same date as
the conception of the idea of the band. Apparently,
really,
this is what Stellan,
has
told me.
The only reason I remember that is because I was wearing my summer suit, and then Kaylee, said anniversary album release like a couple months ago when we said what day we're going to release it on.
Was that the day they got married as well?
Yeah.
Wow, that's special.
Yes.
Anyways.
Very good.
That's a good answer. Yeah. I mean, it's a good day to remember. It's also January 26th.
I love my summer suit.
I won't forget their anniversary from now on.
Yeah. I should have had a Panama hat.
Yeah.
So maybe it's too soon to talk about going forward, because before I was talking about maybe going forward, you might be doing something slightly different. But
maybe.
But there is this album that, you know, that's still too. Are you played a release show already? Is there anything else that you're planning to gonna play out play? Have you played back in Nanaimo yet? Or
yeah, we did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
We played out at this great venue called Crace Mountain.
What kind of a venue is it?
It's like a house show.
Just a basement.
But yeah,
it's been there for like at least 15 years now. Oh, yeah. I want to say, and it's like a staple. Like people come from all over to go to shows there. Apparently,
yeah, it was great. It was.
Is it someone's house actually?
Yeah.
Like our bunch of people, or it's just one person? Like
no, our old friend from the Nanaimo, Brendan.
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
He bought it recently.
Yeah, it's.
And if how shout many out to Brendan. How many people fit? In? It's a big house. Then it must be.
It's a big house. It's pretty big.
Yeah, I would say, how many people were there? Probably like 30.
Yeah, it was.
For a basement,
pretty jammed.
Tiny small basement. Yeah.
Yeah, and no noise complaints.
No,
yeah.
Sweet, 15 years, that's sweet.
Sounded good.
Yeah,
sounded shockingly amazing.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot of, 15 years of improvements or just people, the crowd add to the walls,
and
the sound.
Dampen,
yeah.
They've dialed it in, yeah.
Yeah, very nice. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. If you're just tuning in to the show, Jackson Ramsey is here with me talking about the new record and the shows live in Nanaimo and in Vancouver. Well, why don't we do... So on this show, we often play little games just to pass the time.
Nice.
And so people get to know the band a little bit better. So today, I think we are just going to play a very classic game called Would You Rather?
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
Very simple game. You know what it is. It's got a deck of cards that just, stuff they get from the board game store. And there are like questions on them on would you rather. I'll just pick some and I'll ask you guys and give me your thoughts and maybe like a reason on why you would pick that. Let's see here. Let me just...
Are these filthy? Are they going to be filthy questions? This game's always filthy.
I know. Well, actually, I have...
But this is radio.
I'm going to give
this is radio.
Answers.
Yeah.
There's also like a kid's version, and some of these are like a little bit more confusing. Maybe I'll go...
I want the confusing ones.
Yeah. this one is pretty not very confusing. It's pretty fine. Would you rather be able to talk to animals or to people who are dead?
Oh, God.
Oh, animals.
Animals.
Yeah, 100%.
Way less spooky.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume you can just conjure them, not like you don't have to go to the cemetery and like dig them up and like.
Still spooky.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Both would be very gossipy, though. Like talking to a cat and a person who's been dead for a couple hundred years.
Yeah. What animal would you like? Do you have pets?
No, but I love cats.
Yeah, cats.
I would talk definitely. To cats only.
Yeah, pretty
exclusively
much
cats.
Yeah, I want to know what they're thinking when they're eyeing me up.
Yeah,
right.
But I'd be afraid actually to hear what they actually think because I feel like they're very opinionated.
Yeah, that's all right though. Yeah. I'm opinionated too.
Yeah.
And which you know how like you wouldn't just if you're just walking on the street like you're not just going to randomly talk to some person. Would you do that with just random cat that you just saw?
Oh yeah,
because you have this ability. I guess the cat.
I already do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, that's a good answer. Okay, this one is fine. Would you rather have Cheeto dust on your fingers for a year? So orange Cheeto dust on your fingers, that's not too bad. Or have to walk around with wet socks for a year? Might be tricky for playing instruments, but for... Your keyboards are going to be very orange.
Now, does the wet socks lead to like a trench foot kind of situation? Like,
I'm going to assume no, because because I think having Cheeto dust on your finger probably would cause a problem. I don't know what.
I think the wet sock thing in that situation.
Are they both for a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as my feet aren't getting like, gross from it.
It's kind of squishy though.
If they're just wet, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might go chip fingers.
Yeah.
Even though that is the worst part of eating chips. And they need to solve that, by the way.
Your computer.
Yeah.
You know how you solve that? You can use chopsticks to eat.
Oh yeah.
It's not the most.
But you could get good at it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Once you figure it
you
out,
you can with Cheetos if you really want. You can just pick it up. Chips is kind of tricky, but chips are not as bad. Like the worst is probably Cheetos. It's probably famously.
It gets real.
The cheese pops.
Oh yeah, after a year, it would like get hard. Like
you're just a giant.
Yeah.
I assume it just won't build up constantly. I don't know. We're assuming a lot of things. This one is. Well, this one doesn't super apply. I don't know if you know all these. It says, would you rather lick the floor of the Red Gate or the sink at the Toast Collective? I don't know if you've been to the old Toast Collective. Or the new, but I guess it's like the Kingsway venue. Yeah.
Maybe the...
Not to say the sink in the Toast Collector is particularly bad, but I guess it's just like, it's almost like when you're on like a floor.
I would say that both are cleaned for sure.
I don't know.
Like at least at some point, one has been sweeped and one has been wiped. Yeah. And,
I'd probably go.
You get less grit from the sink.
Yeah.
You'd probably get a little thing of sand or something from the floor, which. If you don't notice that in your tongue and then you bite into something and then you get that in your tooth and then maybe you got it in your tooth, maybe you like damage your tooth and then you got a cavity.
I'm thinking sink.
Because I feel like sink. There's like, you know, there's water and just.
Yeah, they've already.
And people are washing their hands on it.
Yeah. By time.
Yeah.
It's covered in soapy water.
Covered in soap.
All day.
Yeah. That's the last thing those people touch before they touch that soap.
So. Well. And also, I've been reading things.
I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about
that. Yeah. No. We'll do one more. Let's just do one more. These are really long. I'm just going to pick a... All right. This is a good one. Would you rather have a taco now or have two tacos later?
An innocent one.
That is innocent.
That's nice.
Yeah.
One taco now or two later.
Very impulsive. Well, it depends on how later because I have to work.
We're talking right now.
Yeah.
Like I'd right probably now. Have two later because we had some delicious wraps that we were provided by the station.
Because I could have one later and then save the other one for like lunch tomorrow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Is there a preferred taco that you do like?
Like, are we talking like?
Well, do you like? Do you like, what flavor or the crunchy versus the...
If we're talking traditional tacos, I'm going to go with like a Al Pastor street taco, Mexican, five pesos for six tacos kind of thing.
I like chorizo.
Oh, that's good.
I like a chorizo.
Yeah. Nice. I like all tacos and I think...
Yeah, what's your favorite?
I like a lot of cheese. I actually do really like crunchiness, even though I know it's not like the most. So I think some of them you can. I mean, it's almost like I think Taco. But I don't go to Taco Bell, but there's one at Taco Fino that's sort of they got the crunchy.
I was just gonna bring that up. They wrap it in a cheesy melted soft shell. Over the crunchy shell,
and then just like cheese.
And that's chorizo, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I get chorizo. Yeah, it's like a meat thing, but it's like lots of really cheese. Good. It's delicious.
Yeah.
I did have a El Paso taco night recently, and that was amazing. I had six tacos, lots of sour cream, lots of cheese, lettuce, like things that don't normally go on tacos, and this was one of the most amazing dinners I've had ever.
I do that a lot. Like when I have people over, like I would just like the easy thing is just have that they can assemble. You know, just get some lettuce and tomatoes and
lay
whatever.
It all out.
Yep, and I have like some fake ground beef and then some real ones people can mix and choose and actually a lot of people haven't had it. It's like they just all go, I had this when I was a kid and then they haven't had it in a while. And everyone can and it's easy. It's like put more shells in the, I just don't make sure I buy a lot of El Paso crunchy things.
People house those
just lots of cheese. So all right, that is that's how we play. Would you rather? Good job, guys.
Thank you.
How do people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of your album?
My number is 778.
Just Jackson Ramsey.
Oh, we did make a band email recently.
Yeah, we have
if you want to email us.
Official band email. It's Jackson Ramsey, the band.
Okay.
@gmail.com. But that's if you want to email us. We're also on Instagram as Jackson Ramsey.
I can message you on Bandcamp, probably.
Bandcamp,
that too, yeah. Or find us in person.
Anything coming up? Any shows? Anything you're doing for the holidays? Long weekend or anything? Just chill.
Ooh, yeah, long weekend. Just Jackie's birthday. That's it. That's the long weekend.
Shout out to Jackie.
Jackie.
Well, the long weekend's been enough for a while. I think that's like happening in April or something. Or is it end of March?
Mix of the two.
Yeah.
End of March.
Which long weekend's this? St. Paddy's Day? Easter.
St. Paddy's Day is this
yeah.
That's not a long weekend.
No. In Ireland, it would be.
That makes sense.
Are you going to drink some green beer and no. Guinness or something?
No, I'm not a beer drinker, no. No. I have to work all weekend.
You can drink some green, I don't know, whatever, cocktails, I guess. I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's true. There's got to be some green cocktails.
Yeah. I'll go to the bar. I'll bring my own green dye and just put it in something.
And they'll be like, sir, you can't. You have to leave.
They said it was all right.
Yeah. With Jackie. Shout out to Jackie.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Tons of fun. The show was great, sounded great. If you're just tuning in to CITR right now, you can listen to the show on a podcast on the website very shortly, basically after I punch it into the computer system. So maybe later tonight or early tomorrow, just do a search for Thunderbird Radio Hell or Jackson Ramsey. That should show up, or probably be on the front page because it would be one of the newest podcasts on CITR website. So it's CITR.ca. And as always, you can check out all the previous shows on CITR.ca, and also you can go to RadioHell.ca, and there's a link to things and our YouTube channels and all that stuff. All right. Also, coming up at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for that with DJ Autonomy. That's happening in an hour's time. And until then, saying goodbye to Jackson Ramsey. Best of luck to you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Good night. Yeah. Good enjoy night. Your St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Patty. Yeah. And
green liquids.
Yeah. Green liquids. And enjoy the weekend. Yes. This is CITR 101.9 FM.